Coast Radio News for Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. I'm George Henry. If you waited around and never quite got to handling your health care changes, you're not alone. HealthCare.gov estimates that hundreds of thousands of Americans failed to make the December 15th deadline and have extended it to December 18th. If you have not yet enrolled in a plan via the online service, you have until 3 a.m. to do so. You're required to create an account when you log into healthcare.gov in order to search for available plans, but time is running out if you need to acquire coverage for the 2020 period. Executive Director of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce, Bettina Hannigan, has been elected to the Oregon State Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Hannigan will continue as her role in director here and says she will represent the business interests of Florence and rural and coastal communities on a state level. The OSCC represents 80 local chambers of commerce across the state and serves over 27,000 local businesses statewide. If you participated in the Giving Tree sponsored by Sayous Law Glass and Mirror, packages are due back by tomorrow in order for the gifts to be presented to students before the Christmas break. Gas prices in Florence are beginning to dip just in time for the Christmas holiday. It's come down 2 cents since last week and sits at $3.03 on average for a gallon of regular gas. $2.96 is the cheapest at the newly redesignated 76 station on Highway 101, with Safeway and Shell being the highest at $3.09. Prices are expected to continue their downward trend, according to AAA Oregon, as supplies increase and demand continues to be flat. The Florence Senior Center will be closed from Tuesday, December 23rd through January 5th and will reopen on Monday, January 6th. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, December 17th, 2019.